Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
And we are here on LATalkRadio.com, live and with Dr. Allen. Dr. Allen, you're live on the air. How are you doing?
I love it. I'm fine. Even if I'm 86, I'm fine because I'm wearing my mask and I'm washing my hands and I'm, what's the other one? Oh, staying consistent.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So I wonder what's shaking. I know that our wonderful Ronan at the switchboard told me there's already some people waiting to talk to you. Are you ready?
All right. I'm ready.
All right. Then caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Caller, are you there?
Yeah. Are you there?
I see you up on my screen. Woohoo, caller. Oh, maybe that was a shy caller. We're going to have to get an... Oh, there's one. Hey, caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I have three.
Awesome. Rock and roll.
So I was with a guy who I broke up with out of my own fault. And he did come back, surprisingly, and he asked if I wanted to see him. And I said, I don't want to. And my question is, if a guy, because you often, Dr. Pat Allen often talks about, like, if he asks what you think, tell him what you feel.
Yes.
Like, if he asks what you want, tell him what you want.
If he asks for it, he's being a man.
Okay.
But here's the role. You know that he's asked, know that when you say what you want, he may come up with something 360 away from it. You must not believe that he's going to accept what you say. For example, he says, do you want to go to the movies or do you want to go to dinner? Where do you want to eat? And then you say, and he said, no, I don't want to go there. You see what I mean? Men, when they're polite, very often give away their manhood.
Okay.
So when he asked you if you wanted, what did you say to him?
He asked if I want to see him. I said, I don't want to.
Is that the truth? You didn't want to see him?
At this time, with everything going on, the climate, the atmosphere, that was true.
Have you changed your mind?
Yeah.
Do you want to send him a high bye?
I would like to practice.
Did you make a mistake?
Yes.
Okay. Because when a man asks you for what you want, I say, tell him what you want, but don't expect to get it.
Okay.
That simplifies it. No, that is one of the first lessons. And I want to say something. I completely know the woman's universe with the idea, because it's been about over a year since I wrote it, I wanted to see any omissions, any mistakes, anything. That book does me perfectly for today.
Okay.
So I'm just going to give, that's my ad for today.
Perfect. I'm going to go get that book. immediately. My second question is, you often talk about like courting being the lost art that my generation doesn't really have. And I do find, like, I want to find a gentleman. And my question is, if we can't really ask for better time or like better affection or even just like being better mannered, kind of like as a gentleman, how maybe can a woman that wants to be cherished find a gentleman? Like, are there any like tips for attracting a gentleman? Like,
Do you know my tools?
Yeah.
Do you know what tool two is? When you want to ask for what you want, say what you think, give your opinion, you've got to make an appointment, a convenient appointment with him.
I like that.
I would not even think of taking away a woman's right to say what she thinks and what she wants, nor would I take away a man's right to say what he feels bad about. He's just got to make, honey, and he may see his teeth grinding, honey, I want to say to you, when would it be comfortable for you to hear me? Hopefully today.
Perfect.
Do you see that?
Yes, ma'am.
That's called amigo talk. Amigo talk is when you acquiesce and you sound like you're fine and happy, and you're not. You're acquiescing and you're doing something that you are really in pain about, but you're going to use my tools instead of the ones that were taught to you by your mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, brother, sister, whoever taught you. There's only three ways to communicate. Intimidate with fear, seduce with guilt and shame, and the third one is negotiation. I'm okay, you're okay, let's make a deal that feels good enough.
Okay.
Have you got that?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir, I'm in my mail right now.
Oh, okay, yes. My last question is, I missed last week's stream, and I've been checking your website, LA Talk Radio, like every day. And I just want to know if last week's stream will be posted in the November.
Last week, I put on a podcast because the president was speaking.
So there was
no recording done last week, and I'm glad you noticed, because
I missed you. Of course I noticed.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to leave people. I didn't want to put them in a bind between me and the president. I'm glad I didn't. So I did my thing, and thank you for noticing.
Okay, well, that's cool. I would have chosen you any day over anybody. So that's good to know. Thank you.
Did you get my message today?
You answered all my questions.
What?
Questions answered.
The question was, do you have the right to ask for what you want, say what you think, give your opinion?
I'm kind of confused.
If you use a tool.
Yes, I know the tools. I'm going to use the second tool.
You have to use the second tool for amigo talk. Amigo.
Okay.
You're friendly even when you're mad.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller. Okay. So, We got another caller on the line. Caller, you are live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do have a question. Can you guys hear me?
Sure.
Yep.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Pat Allen. So I've been dating someone for about 4 months now, and
you've gone through the perfect period. Perfect period is first 3 months. You're faking it.
I mean, I wasn't really head over heels in love with me. I mean, in love with him. I was just seeing how everything goes, because I've been single for a while, so I just wanted to see how everything went. So, and it's been like
Were you duty dating?
I was tired of dating, and he seemed like he was going to stick around, so I just went with him.
Did you include sex?
Yes.
I knew you did. Because what you did was you were duty dating to get laid.
Yeah, because it was a while. So I was, yeah, and then I was tired, and then he seemed like persistent. But it wasn't.
You weren't making love. You were having sex. You weren't making love, you were having sex. You have a right to have sex because you start out this world as an animal, and we spend our whole life turning our animal nature into a human loving nature, physically, mentally, and emotionally. Every woman listening to what?
Oh, go ahead. And then
every woman knows when a man is touching her for sex or making love to her. It comes through the fingers. There's a wonderful book by, it's called Touching by Ashley Montague. Talking and Touching. A man will talk you into having sex, but you will know it's sex. Because you'll feel the lack of loving in the touch.
Yeah, I totally get that. And it's been almost 4 months, and we are dating exclusively, but he doesn't do stuff for me. He tells me he will call me, but he doesn't. And I mentioned
dear,
to him several
dear,
times.
Dear. Did he do any courting? Remember, you're 4 months. You've done the first 3 months, and you gave him premature intercourse, right?
Yes. Yep.
That is equivalent to a mother nursing a baby. What? Are you in a committed relationship?
Can I fix it now?
What? Hey, are you in a committed? Is he monogamous, continuous, long-term?
Yeah. He is definitely monogamous, but, I don't know how long-term it is, because he's, not really meeting my needs in terms of...
Wait a minute.
He doesn't even know you.
He knows you're a good lay. That's animal. Have you ever read Getting to I Do? Okay, I'm going to try to speak. I'm going to try. Have you read Getting to I Do?
Yes, I have. I have.
Have you read Chapter 14, Making a Deal?
I do remember it.
Are you willing to have... to make an appointment for an evaluation, read Chapter 14, Time, Space, Money, and Play. See, the best way to have a marriage is to start out best friends. You started out as a little bunny rabbit wanting intercourse.
Yep.
And so he doesn't have to be your best friend. He's your lover. Do you want to convert it to a marriage-bound love affair? Do you?
Well, I don't know him yet. I don't know if I want to marry him.
Wait a minute.
I've
got news for you. I'm telling you that you have not made friends with him.
I am trying to, but it's like he's not, like, I want him
he
to
can't,
call me.
No,
I
dear.
To speak like he
what
does
he
it.
Knows is you like sex. Is he a good lay?
He's okay.
Well, he's got to be a good lay because that's what he thinks you want because that's what you gave him for free. Do you want to go back now and make an appointment and read chapter 14 and negotiate time, space, money, and play? Under play, it's non-sexual and sexual. And you put in all the romantic things you'd like or whatever. You need to negotiate a friendship with this little animal that you gave sex to. Because he thinks he's giving you what you want. Are you willing to do that?
Okay. Yeah, I'm willing. I just don't. It's like I have mentioned to him, like, we should talk more, but he doesn't even, like, make the step, which is aggravating.
Listen to what I'm saying.
I'm the male.
Dear, you didn't like him when you met him. You were not turned on. I hear it. Am I right or not?
Yeah, but I feel like I could grow to like him because, like,
No, dear. You did not build a friendship. You got laid. That's what you wanted that day. Do you want to go back and renegotiate with him?
I do, but I just don't know if he's the right partner for me. As in, like,
I got news for you. Okay. I'm going to say this one more time.
Okay.
You didn't make him a partner. You gave him free sex, and he thinks you're a free girlfriend. Free sexual partner. He doesn't even have to work at being your friend. Do you want me to help you build a friend contract that will underpin your lay?
Yes.
All right. Then I want you to write down what you want, but especially what you don't want with time, when you see him, when you don't see him. Time.
Okay.
Space. You don't live with him, do you?
No.
All right. You guessed over, but you don't live with him.
No.
If you lived with him, you're his free wife. If you lived with him,
I don't live with him, but I always go to his place. So I always go to his place. He always offers to pay for my rides, but he never does.
I've got news for you. Listen, dear, do you want to negotiate or don't you?
Yeah, I'm listening to you. I'm just really frustrated with him because he says he will do things, but he never follows through, and it's becoming
aggravating. I'll tell you why.
At this point.
Because you were free to start with. Would you like me to help you negotiate? Please do.
Yeah.
Chapter 14 in my book. Please write down what you want and especially what you don't want in the areas of time, space, money, and play, non-sexual play and sexual play.
Okay.
And negotiate that with him or tell him that he's not compatible. You made
so
a
do
mistake.
I like write,
what?
Do I write all of this down and go to him, like, and say,
yes,
this is
you
what
do.
I
you
need,
make an appointment, dear.
Yeah.
Do you want to test him by doing this negotiation to see that he either does some of the things or you terminate?
Yeah, I'm just not, and I'm not sure if I'm ready to terminate because I don't feel like being alone again. But yeah, I feel like it's not really getting me anywhere.
Okay, you're not hearing me, are you?
I'm trying to. I'm sorry.
You're not hearing me. You didn't require him to become your friend. You were supposed to teach him what you needed as his woman, but you just gave him sex, and that's what he gave you back. And I'm trying to tell you, Chapter 14 is negotiating a deal with him because you made a mistake.
Yep.
Got it?
Yeah, is it worth it, do you think? Because it's-
Darling, you're not hearing me. Okay, I'm going to take the next person. I hope you listen to this podcast because I'm giving you the directions specifically in how to teach him what you want. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you, Colin.
Good luck.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Here we go.
Okay.
Let's see what we caller, you and are I live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hello?
Hi, caller, you're live.
Hi, my name is Sonia. Yeah, can you hear me?
You don't need to give us your name, but it's okay. Don't give us your last name. Okay.
Hi. So, I have I made a conversation with the man I was dating, and
yes, what was the conversation on? How long are you dating?
So, we dated for maybe about 3 months, and we had been exclusive.
Perfect period. What?
Yeah. But then, you know, he didn't want to agree to the requirements that I needed to feel safe with COVID, and he wanted
you negotiated, and he wasn't compatible. So did you terminate him?
I just told him these are the things I need in order to move forward in the relationship.
Did he give it to you or not?
He said he wanted to think about it, that he, you know, couldn't
decide.
That's called
no.
No. But he asked
it's
me a lot of
no
other
for
questions.
At least that day.
That day, yeah. But he said he wanted to be able to call me. So I said he could
call
me.
To
call
you on the phone, you mean on text? And call you?
He wants to be able to call me, yeah. But I said I would take his calls, but I wouldn't go out with him or date him unless he could, you know, essentially, like, do the COVID test and not date other women because I didn't want him to date other women anymore.
Very good.
But he said that he still wanted to be able to call me, so...
And don't forget the STP test.
Yeah, and the STD test. So he said that he wanted to think about it and that he wanted to be able to call me, but if he calls me and just wants to talk, like ask me how was your day or how are you doing, you know, is that okay
he's
for
doing,
me to do
listen,
with him?
Did you listen to me talk to the last dated lady?
Yeah.
He was making friends with you. He was courting you. I approve of men interviewing you. I don't approve of women who want to be cherished interviewing men. Because that makes them the men. Do you want to be respected or cherished first? Which do you want?
I want to be cherished. I want to be cherished.
Good. And you want a monogamous, sexual, and social, and a compatible, and a long-term relationship. Is that correct?
That's right. And that's what I told him. So,
Do you want to marry legally or mate without a marriage? Which do you want?
I think I would want to marry him.
Well, when would you decide, want marriage or want mating? Mating is marriage without a government contract. It's monogamous, it's continuous, and it's long-term.
That's what I want. I want to be with him.
You want to be with him? Perfect. I want you to say, I want to be married, I want to mate. Say that.
I want to be married.
All right. Because it makes a big difference. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now we can go on to your next section. What is the next section of your question?
So if he were to call me, is it okay to just talk with him about my day
absolutely.
And how things are going?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Do you know why? I already said it the last girl. You're building a friendship. Men do not marry vaginas. They marry virtuous women. You know why?
Because they also want to make sure.
Because
yeah, I'm here.
If you let him in, you'll let him in. If you don't let him in, you probably would never let somebody else in.
Right.
Men marry virtuous women.
Yeah.
Boys marry anybody they can get to take care of them.
Okay. So I can be friendly and just be friends with him and just let him call me, but I don't call him.
You do not call him until you have a commitment, dear.
Yeah, and then if he calls me and says, let's go out, or he wants to see me,
I wanted to say something.
What?
No, I forgot what I was going to say. Okay, go ahead.
So if he calls me and then says that he wants to see me and go out, do I need to bring up again that I don't want him to see other women if I go out with him, or how do I...
No, dear, you say, I do not want to date you unless you are open to marriage within the next year or two, and I'm a candidate, that you're willing to be monogamous sexually and socially. What socially? You and I agree that we'll be sexually monogamous, but you go on a website or you go in a magazine and you say you're single. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Men have an ability to be physically safe by having monogamy sexually and then going out and marketing themselves as single. So sexual, it's monogamy sexually and socially. Compatibility, that's where the friendship is. A prostitute gets paid before she serves, right?
Yeah.
When women give free sex, that's all they're going to get.
Yeah. I think my fear of marriage is if it doesn't work out, losing a lot of money, because I'm in a pretty stable financial situation, and I don't want a man taking my money and leaving me for a younger woman.
Would you please promise not to sign a legal contract, buy a house, buy a car, get married till you are friends for 1 year? You don't even know people for a year. The first 3 months are perfect and everybody's faking it. The second 3 months, the bad stuff starts to show up. The third 3 months, you negotiate chapter 14 in my book, Getting to I Do. That's called pre-engagement counseling. The fourth 3 months, you take the following pledge. Raise your right hand.
Okay.
I promise. On my honor.
On my honor.
To respect the man I'm getting engaged to.
To respect the man I'm getting engaged to.
Because I know him well enough. The risk.
To take the risk.
And if I don't know him for 1 year.
And if I don't know him for 1 year.
I am not able to commit to being friends. And I may not have to call. Go ahead.
And I may have to call.
I'm going to have to call the police. Or a doctor. Or a lawyer.
Or a lawyer.
To save me. Do you understand what I just said? I'm building on, I know what tonight's theme is. It's how to negotiate with the man for either a mating long-term agreement, and that means you really trust him because you're not calling on the government to back you, and that's okay, right. But that takes a year to know somebody that well. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
So?
Yeah.
Okay. So what are you going to do based on this conversation?
Well, I'm going to take his calls and talk to him. And then if he asks me out, then I'll have to tell him that I don't want to date him unless he's ready for a long-term, continuous, monogamous, and socially exclusive relationship that could lead to marriage within the next few years.
Do you know why? Because within 3 minutes, if he really is your chemical type, you'll be so bonded to him, you'd marry him in jail in his zoot suit.
Right.
You understand that? You can't risk bonding to a man you don't know.
Yeah. So I think it would be good if he called me and we talked on the phone, because then I think it's easier when I see him. It's just like, brings up a lot of attraction. And
did you hear me say you've got to be best friends?
Yeah.
Good marriages are built on best friendships.
Yeah.
You know time, I time, we time, us time. You know space. You know if he's a clothes dropper or a slob or a Mr. Neatnik. Money, my money, your money, our money. Play, non-sexual and sexual play. You see? Those things have to be negotiated, pre-negotiation engagement, and no later than premarital negotiation. But I like to do pre-engagement because that isn't so public. In other words, breaking up a dating relationship is not as embarrassing as getting engaged and then breaking up.
Right.
Okay? And read my book. It's a man's world and a woman's universe.
Okay. Good. I'll read it.
All right.
Yep, that's the map and the tool.
What was that?
I said, that's the map in the toolbox. Thank you, caller.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
All right. Here we go. We got another call coming in right
now.
Let's do it. You're right. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi. Yes, I do. Hi, Dr. Pat. I heard what you said to the two women before, and I think
good. I like what I said.
I do, too. So a man met me about 3.5 months ago.
He was the sperm, and you were the egg.
Yes, he chased, I sat. And I've been, using your tools, very passive, patient and vulnerable, but the problem I'm having is we haven't had intercourse. He knows that, you know, I won't do that unless we're in a committed, you know, long-term monogamous relationship, but he for it. So we go out, we have a good,
do you understand?
I don't,
he is built to reproduce the planet with babies. Men,
yes.
Harvard did a study in the 90s, and they asked 10,000 people on campus, why did you mate or marry? The men mate and marry, either one, for sensual and sexual, cooking and sex. Two-thirds of men want that. One-third of men want status and security. My wife's a daughter of him, and he owns that. It's called a gold digger with a penis.
And I think he's got
now,
it.
I want to say what women want. Women were asked, women mated and married for status and financial stability. Got it. When women go for sex, they're called cougars.
Yes.
Older women love younger men because older women want them for sex, whereas younger women need men with financial security and may want a title with the government so that you can get government help if you need it. You know, marriage is for women and kids. It's not for men. When men marry, they take on responsibilities. When women marry, they give up a lot of independence. Interdependence becomes their goal, not codependency. Interdependent. Okay?
Yes. Got it.
I'll say you're going to say.
So, we'll go out and then I won't hear from him for maybe 2 to 3 weeks. So it's within the 8 weeks that
I
hear from him again.
It's 8 weeks. I have been teaching the 8 week rule for years. Rumination. Think, feel. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
That's what it takes a human being to make a decision.
Yes, and I know that and I respect that, but I'm chemically attracted to him, so when we don't have any continuity, so I go through like a withdrawal because I don't know when I'm going to see him again or hear from him again.
I know that.
And I want I'm no longer comfortable continuing.
Have you had sex?
No.
If you have intercourse with him, you're bonding to him, and you don't have a contract with him, you're in deep doo-doo.
Yes, and we haven't had intercourse.
But does he chemically turn you on?
Yes.
Then you are bonding, but you haven't bonded. See?
Yes.
What you bond to are pheromones. That's the chemistry exuding from his body, not just his penis. Every cell in his body is putting out cells, and your body knows that the cells are a little like your dad, but a little not like your dad, so that if you make babies, they won't be bad babies because they'll be differentiated.
Yeah, because as the feminine woman, I don't want to ask for the relationship definitions, but I don't feel comfortable continuing to see him.
Well, has he
without
asked
knowing
you to
if
stop dating? Wait a minute. Has he asked you to stop dating? Why would you ask him anything? You're just one of his dates.
I know, but I don't want to be. I feel uncomfortable.
Do you want to be his mother, a man? Do you want to be a sperm cell or an egg?
I want to be an egg.
if you want to be an egg, then I want you dating three men at all times until one of them says stop dating. Got that?
Okay. Got it.
I want you to date three men so you're totally unfaithful to Mr. Chemistry.
I can do that.
We can't afford to have you bond to somebody prematurely. You have got to build that friendship. And that friendship is when you find how compatible you are.
Yes. I
got
see it? Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Are you willing to discipline? Remember my phrase.
Yes.
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is the commitments you're willing to make and keep. And I'm a cognitive behavioral therapist, which is the best form of therapy of this type, because it requires cognitive thinking, scientific backing, and keeping agreements, which is the proof that you know how to love.
Yes, and I agree with that. So I should date, I should add two more men in, and then if Mr. Chemistry calls, I keep going out with him, but I don't ask for a commitment.
Ask for anything. He asks you to stop dating. Here's the way they do it. They go off the website and they say, I see you're still on the website. Of course I am. I'm not in a committed relationship. Well, we're dating. Oh, do you mean to tell me that you are sexually monogamous, socially monogamous, that you want me to be your girlfriend, and that you're open to the concept of marrying in no less than a year? Is that right, sir? No. I want friends with perks.
I'm taking it in.
Do you see what I'm saying? Courtship mm-hmm. has been destroyed to such a degree that I make a living off of it, because I'm rebuilding it based on science. You know, science.
Yeah, but how? Yes.
So what do you want to say?
How long could you, like with this guy, I'm just wondering how long I can keep casually dating him.
As long as
like
your
forever?
Chemistry says to. No. until man number one with chemistry says stop dating. Oh,
okay.
I can't date you anymore. I'm in a committed relationship leading to marriage. Well, why didn't you tell me?
Okay, yeah. Okay, I can do that.
All right, good. And report back.
I will. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
You're very
Thank
welcome.
You, caller.
Well, we sure know what the next subject is.
Yeah. I love the way our theme developed.
Chapter 14 of the book.
Yep, no kidding. Chapter 14 of the book, which I call The Toolbox.
What, getting to I do?
Oh, yeah. That is the toolbox.
The toolbox is even in my new book, Man's World, Woman's Universe. It's got the tools for I-ness, we-ness, and us-ness.
Oh, yeah. It sure does. It's brilliant.
Yep.
So I'm going to see what's shaking here with our switcher. I'm checking right now to see what we've got going on. And see what's shaking. Okay, yeah, he's getting this one right now. Callers, we want to talk to you. 323-203-0815 is the magic number to call to get in the hot seat with Dr. Allen. Speaking of that, Dr. Allen has amazing stuff at www.oneistore.com. You can find her beautiful new book, which is It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe. I highly recommend it.
And you can find all voice message. Callers, you've got to connect with us. You've got to pick up that number you don't recognize. So if you want to go to the One Eye Store, you will find all kinds of magical things there. And if you go to www.drpatallen.com. Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi. Yes, I do. I have a question. So, yeah, we spoke a few months ago. My boyfriend and I, he kind of wanted to split up, but we got back together again. This was a few months ago. And
how long are you dating?
2 years. We've been dating 2 years. He's been dating me two years. And
no,
we were roommates.
1 year. 1 year of dating. And then mating, the second year is mating.
Right.
You're not legally married, right? You don't want to marry?
No. We do, and we've talked about it. We're mating, and no, and we kind of broke up 3 months ago, but we didn't really break up.
Why did you break up?
Well, we didn't actually fully break up. He was going through some depression and stuff, and I've called you a few times and we spoke about it. And you said he doesn't sound out the door, which he wasn't. So we got back together and we've been fine the last few months. But recently, his mother just had heart surgery, and she had an emergency heart surgery, open heart surgery. So he flew back to his state hometown where she is throughout the surgery. And then he flew me up about a week later, and I've been here supporting him, but now he's come to the realization that he's going to have to look after her for about a month or two because she had a stroke, and he said that it's a bit chaotic with me and my two dogs here, all in one little house with them, and he said that it's best that I go back to our apartment, and I come back out.
Do you live together with him?
Yeah, well, we were roommates, so we have separate rooms. We were roommates, and then we started dating and then mating.
I understand that, but do you understand you're playing house now?
Right. Well, he's coming back to collect all of his things and move them back to his home state to move in with his mother.
He's going to move with his mother. Okay. So what is the problem?
Well, the problem is I feel a bit insecure about it. He said he's going to come back and live with his mum for a month or two and help her rehab out of the surgery and get her memory back because she lost her memory from the stroke. And he said that he can't think about us finding apartments here right now and that it would be too much at the moment.
He can't think of marrying or mating. Now we know why it's 2 years. You guys have not built a relationship.
Right.
So do you want to go with him and help him with his mother? Or do you want
I'm here with him right now, but the mother comes out of the rehab center this week, and I have two dogs here with me, and it's a very small house. And he said it's best that he be here by himself to nurse her back for the next month. And we were supposed to.
So he wants you. Why don't you house your dogs?
Well, I don't think it's just the dogs. I think he doesn't want much excitement around the house, and I think he just wants it very quiet when she's there.
Then why don't you house the dogs in a kennel?
Well, I don't think it's just the dogs. I think it's me. I think he doesn't want the excitement for her of, like, someone else being around the house.
So you basically are not mated or married, so your dating relationship is falling apart.
I guess. I don't want it to be, but he did say that we go back together. He's bringing out his rest of his stuff. And he said that I can follow in a month at the end of December. He said we'd be in a better place to choose an apartment and his mom will be
Are you willing? Are you willing to let him build you into a family with him?
Build me? What does that mean?
Build. Living together.
Oh, yes.
He invited you back.
Yes, in December or January, he said.
What's wrong with that? This is November now.
I'm okay with that. I know
What's
I have to support him through this.
What's the problem?
Well, the problem is he hasn't exactly guaranteedly told me, but he did say that. He did say.
He did say you can come back December or January. I heard it.
Yeah, he said that, yeah. He did.
No, what interfered with you saying yes?
Oh, I did say yes. I did say yes. He knows I want to come back.
Then what's the problem? You're going to be together in a month or two.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope he doesn't change his mind.
I think it would be you, and I hope to God you don't pick the dogs over him. Do you understand?
No, I'm willing. I mean, I'm here. I don't really want to leave. I can understand.
I hear a man that's trying to build a friendly family.
Yeah.
He's got a dying mother. He's got you.
Yeah.
You know, and two dogs.
Yeah.
So would you please act like you want to mate or marry him?
Right, and that would be being a loving, supportive partner through this, right?
What?
That would be me being loving and supporting and patient and trusting what he says, right?
Yes, it would be you living with him as you are doing, except you would be living together to make a family of it, having his mother...
Right. I'm going back to another state. We're going to be in separate states until January.
Well, what's wrong with waiting till January? People in the army wait months.
That's what my mom said, actually.
You people have been together 2 years.
Yeah.
Are you willing to move it up to a mating, at least a mating commitment of family?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, then do it.
Okay, so how do I do that?
You say yes to his offer, even if it's inconvenient.
No, I did say yes. Well, he said come back if you want to. And I said, yeah, I do
I know
to.
That. I got news for you. Do you want to be respected for your wants, or do you want to be cherished for your living with him?
Cherished.
Which do you want?
Cherished.
Then I've got news for you. Raise your right hand. I promise to respect my man,
to respect
even
my man.
When my dogs don't like him.
Yeah, they don't like anyone, but yeah.
You see what I mean? What I'm hearing is you're too masculine to make a deal like that unless somebody like me says this to you. You're not building a friendship.
Right.
You're two single people living together. That's not mating. That's not marriage.
Right. How do I make it mating?
By doing it his way.
Right. I've totally agreed, and I said I trust your decision making because I truly do, and I respect his decision making, and I always
do it.
Think it's for the better. Okay.
Would you please do it?
I will. And do you think, and you said, yes, he's got a dying mother, and right now he can't find us an apartment because he's focused on helping her.
Let him help her. By helping him help her, it helps him. You must respect him and his problems, or he can't
deal
with you because you will be a bigger man than he is.
Yeah, that's true.
Leave your balls in the bathroom.
I will. It's just going to be hard for me to not be with him for the next 2 months. But I guess, like
I
you said, army-wise,
do it. Would you rather not be with him forever?
Right. That's true.
Do you want to be a man with two dogs?
No.
Or do you want to be a woman with him and the two dogs, plus his mother and him?
Yes,
that's
what I want.
A family.
Yeah, well, I just had a taste of it when I came up here, and we've all been a family, me and his family, and then I feel like now she's coming out that I understand I don't want to be in the way, so I understand and I respect
that.
I don't
want you to be in the way. I want you to be in the helping way.
Right.
Come on. Are your mom and dad still together?
No, they had a terrible marriage.
Of course they did. They were both men.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guess what you got?
Yeah. Well, you helped me be
like
feminine.
Two men. What?
Well, you've helped me be more feminine, and I respect the choices
that you've made.
And
you're being put in a crisis.
Right. That's a good word. Yeah. That's true.
And would you please be his woman, the co-pilot on his plane? He's the pilot.
I am. He's driving tomorrow and I'm following him. So he's driving
all
back
right.
and I'm following
okay.
his lead.
Good. So. Then we've had a good all session. Right. So do it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr.
You're very
Pat. I
welcome.
Always appreciate your words. All right. Have a blessed night.
I appreciate people that are willing to do it.
I'm doing it. Yeah, I listen and I do it. So I appreciate
good,
it. And
good,
it works.
Good.
It works.
I know it works.
All right.
I know it works.
Yeah, well, thank you for sharing. It's always appreciated. And yeah, I feel a lot better. Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right.
Good luck, caller.
Wow.
Well, that'll be an interesting way to follow, to hear, have a follow up with.
Yeah. Do we have any more people?
Yeah. I'm checking our board right now. Seeing what we've got shaken, yes, indeed. He says we do have more callers on the way. So
let's do them. We've got an hour.
We are. He's getting them for us as quick as he can. Got to get him out of that queue. Oh yeah. So what I was saying is we've got a free video or a free program.
1-0-4-1.
That you can download and listen to on www.drpatallen.com. It's great. It's really, really great.
And what's the title?
It is our
hello
community. Oh. Hi, caller.
Hello?
You're live with Dr. Allen. You have a question?
Okay.
Oh, yes. So my question is, I want to know about more about conversational rape, because it's something I'm fascinated with, and how am I able to see if somebody's doing that to me or if I'm doing that to somebody? What's the telltale signs of that?
Of what? Say it again. Describe it again. How do you know what? Hello.
We lost her. She was asking about conversational. Yeah, she was asking about conversational rape. She was asking, how do you know if you're being a conversational rapist, and how do you know that you're being a victim of it or you're perpetrating it? That was her question.
Well, I really think that everybody's gamey to a degree.
Oh, yeah.
But I have done 5 tools that will automatically cut a gamey person off so that you can't play the game.
All right, we've got our caller back. Awesome.
Okay.
All right, caller, you're back with us.
Yes, sorry. I don't know what happened. My
now, do you want to be cherished
dropped.
Or respected?
Cherished.
These, have you ever heard me teach the 5 tools?
Yes, I have.
Those 5 tools automatically are like dueling with swords. And your neurotransmitters, you know what a neurotransmitter is?
Yeah.
It's the wiring in your nerves, your backbone, and your brain. And it goes up in burning smoke when a game is laid on your head. So if you
right.
want...
That would cause...
When you're throwing the game, when you're the gamey person, you don't know you're gamey. But the people
right.
that listen to you, hopefully, will say, you're gamey. And if they're clients of mine, they'll say, you had every right to say that, think that, feel that, do that, but I'm not very comfortable with the fact that you did it, and I want to change because I'm a man, and I want you to respect me. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So the truth is, what's the first tool? Don't ever ask a man what he feels. Ask him always what he thinks, wants, opinions, suggestions. Right?
Right.
If he asks you what you think, tell him what you feel about the question. Because when he asks you what you think or you want to tell him what you think, you've got to make an appointment with him. You can't teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question a man that you're romantically interested in unless you make an appointment for the subject and the convenience of the time he talks to you. That's the second tool, right?
Right, right, right.
The third tool is he's irritating you with some bad habit. You make him right. You have every right to say that, think that, feel that, do that. But I'm uncomfortable with it. Are you willing to not do it? And what can I do to help you and I practice doing it? Fourth tool, 90% of all communication is body language, rolling eyes, swinging feet, tones of voice, mm-hmm. gestures, postures. Honey, I sense by the look on your face that you're upset about something. Am I right? Yes or no? I don't want to talk about this. I don't want that Pat Allen stuff. Oh, you have every right not to say yes or no, but a non-answer is a negative answer. What can I do to help you and I do better? See what I did? I cut him off mm-hmm. at the pass. And the fifth tool, have you ever been to a basketball game?
Yeah.
You ever see the referee do the timeout with the hands?
Yes.
Okay. When you're afraid to speak to your man because you're afraid you're going to put your foot in your mouth and you're going to be gamey, then you give him a signal with your hands. What are you doing? I'm signaling you that I'm uncomfortable about something you're saying or something you're doing. Are you willing to listen to what it is? When would it be convenient? Hopefully today. See those tools?
Yeah. Yes.
That's the way you handle when your neurotransmitters are, one is dopamine, sex and gambling are the two biggest moneymaker, sexy deals for making dopamine. Serotonin is what calms you down when you sleep. It's our natural mm-hmm. tranquilizer. And the third mm-hmm. one is the one that stops you from screaming yourself off the cliff, norepinephrine. Picture a herd of buffaloes racing for the cliff. The ones in the front are going to produce norepinephrine. Epinephrine is a rever-upper. Nor is no rever-upper. And that's what will stop you from going over the cliff. You see what I'm saying? So your
yes.
answer to your question is, you know when you're gaming, when the person you're speaking to signals you that they feel intimidated, seduced with guilt or shame, and they don't get to negotiate.
That makes sense.
But the first thing I teach is five tools to cross the gamey person's language. It's a fencing match.
Right. It does feel like that when I get into fights with my significant other. I know you say that men are naturally controlling, but how do you know?
Wait a minute. The natural nature of man is competitive, conquering, and controlling. The natural
right.
nature of women is passive, patient, and vulnerable. But in today's world, so many women want to be competitive, conquering, and controlling that the men are becoming passive, patient, and vulnerable. There are 18 men are becoming homemakers.
Right. But how, so becoming, like,
what?
When a man is like overly controlling,
there is no such animal as only. Wait a minute. Did you hear the pledges? I promise on my honor to respect my man, even when I think he's over-controlling, over-competitive, and over-conquering. But, as you say, Pat Allen, I don't get to bitch and moan unless I have to first call the doctor, a policeman, or a lawyer. You got that?
Right.
If you're with
a
man,
there is no such thing.
You what?
There is no such thing as overly controlling man. Like if he wants to control how you dress, who you talk to, that kind of stuff.
If he's the right man, you'll do it. What's the right man? Chemistry.
Right. Well, I've had chemistry with people, and then it, you know, didn't work out.
Are you raised to be a man? Is your mom a man?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you sound like a man who doesn't want to be controlled. Do you have a man right now?
Yes.
Okay. Do you respect him?
I've lost a lot of respect for him lately because,
he's competitive, conquering, and controlling.
Well, his communication style is like, I feel like he
competitive, conquering, and controlling.
He is, but he's very gamey when, you know, when we have our fights, he's very gamey and intimidating.
I got news for you. Do you use my tools?
I try to, but I don't feel like I get a chance to because he won't let me talk a lot of the time or he hasn't
I got news for you. Then write him a note. See, what you're saying is you're two men and you're fighting for power.
Right.
What has he asked you to do that you had to call the police, a doctor, and a lawyer for?
Nothing, really.
Then why don't you do it his way?
I do most of the time. I have most
no,
of
most
time.
Of the time. That's like you've got a well and you're putting an ounce of arsenic in it. Is it going to be a well anymore? Do you understand asking me to help you be a man with a man?
I see.
Why don't you get a little boy? They're wonderful. They love mamas.
No, I've definitely been mama way too many times. I don't want to do that anymore.
Are your mom and dad still together?
No.
Who left?
They're divorced. My mom divorced my dad when I was 8.
And has she got a man now?
No. She just got divorced one more time.
And was she married to a girl with a penis?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's what you're doing.
But I also think, yeah, I agree.
Then why don't you do it my way? How about this week? Do it my way.
Okay.
Unless you have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer, do what he asks and use my tools. And this podcast has the tools on here.
Right. I will. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
Bye.
All right. So what I was saying earlier was that we have a fantastic free, which is wonderful right now during this whole thing. We have free access to our recording of chemistry, compatibility, and communication.
Right,
so you can, right. So you can watch. Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. I'm lowering the volume on my radio. Good evening, ladies, and thanks for taking
the call. Good evening.
I'm kind of in a similar situation as one of the earlier callers.
Wow.
A man has been dating me for 3 months.
Perfect period. Fake.
Are you saying the perfect period just ended?
Yeah, I just said that.
Okay, great. All right, so that's good.
That is good.
I don't have so much of a complaint, but I think indeed what happened is after the 3 months, all of a sudden he had kind of an emergency drill with his daughter who from a previous marriage who lives in a different state, and he basically had to move there for the next few months. Now,
yeah, I hear that. That's similar to the lady with the two dogs.
Yeah, exactly. Now, when he told me, and it's funny because the story also involves his mom, because part of it is he's Eastern European. His mom is coming and visiting from Eastern Europe and wants to be close to the grandchild, which is
also part
of why he's going, because she needs him there because she doesn't speak English, blah, blah. So anyway,
I totally accepted
this because I myself am an immigrant and my mother also doesn't speak English. So that's perfect. And my mother also happens to come visit once in a while to take care of her grandchildren here, so I'm, you know, A-okay with that. No problem.
In a committed relationship, or is this just a dating thing?
Well, actually, when he told me, he had always verbally agreed that we were in a committed relationship. However, based on conversations I've had with you personally off the air, under your advisement, I had asked that he seal it with a promise ring. And actually what he did is he gave me the promise ring right before leaving. That's what he did. So I had mentioned the promise.
That's fine.
Oh yeah, sure. I have zero problem with that. In fact, I'm glad he gave it to me because it definitely assuaged a lot of my, you know, doubts about, you know, or feeling
for him.
Mm-hmm.
He knew if you wore it, it would turn off most guys.
He knew what?
He knew that if you put the ring on your
right.
left hand, that
exactly.
most guys that wanted to screw you would set it that there's a man behind you that could kill him.
Yeah, I understood all of that. It definitely made me feel better too. So great.
Yes, yes.
And also, what I liked is that when he announced to me that he had to do this, he automatically gave me a plan of how we would see each other and kind of made it clear that he would welcome me.
Awesome. I'm hearing a bunch of women talking about a bunch of real men, and I'm thrilled.
I'm very pleased with this. So, as it turns out, my first visit to him upon his invitation over there, because the way he set it up is, you know, I got to go there, I got to get an apartment, and then he basically said, "Well, you come, I will invite you to be my guest for a week before my mother arrives." So that week is coming up in about 2 weeks. I'm going to be leaving and being there with him for a week. So what I wanted to ask, and it's actually going to be the week of Thanksgiving, I'm going to be spending over there with him. So I just want to make sure. Now, so far he had dated me on a weekly basis. He had given me the continuity. And this is the first time that we're going to be spending a full week together. And I'm a little nervous about that. So I just wanted
wisdom. What is the problem? You've got your promise ring. Are you having intercourse?
Since he gave me the promise ring right before the night before he left, And it was at a dinner. He had invited me to a dinner, and then he had to, you know, go home so he could catch an early flight. No, we have not yet. We have not yet had intercourse, and we will probably be having intercourse for the first time then.
But you've got the ring.
Absolutely.
Are you going to have the intercourse with him?
Yes. Yes, I will have no problem having the intercourse at this point. But I am still nervous about spending a whole week with him with zero interruptions. We will be, you know, sleeping together, waking up together, spending the day together.
Well,
and I just wanted to see if you had any advice for me.
Are you going to be the co-pilot or the pilot?
The co-pilot.
Then you're going to do everything that he wants you to do. And
absolutely.
Your favorite phrase is there anything I can do to help you and I do better? You're not going to be the girl with the drinks in the aisle, flight attendant. You're going to be the co-pilot with a pilot that just signed you on with that promise ring. So are you willing to maintain, I think I said this five times tonight, unless you have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer, do it his way.
So if he asked me to cook, should I?
Yeah.
I mean, great. I mean, generally he takes me out to eat, but, you know, and that's kind of the thing. We have any meal.
Your finger right now?
No, because actually he picked it a size too small. So he's supposed to get it adjusted when he comes back, which is going to be the next time we see each other. But I have the ring with me, of course.
Think of
it
through your nose.
Okay. Yes.
You are going to practice. Remember what I'm about to say. Men cannot cherish a woman they're in love with unless she respects them. So many fathers are kept away from their daughters, or they don't have good relationships, that the girls turn their men into daddy. Daddy doesn't exist. A man will love himself better than any grown woman, but he will love his daughter better than himself if she's under 10 years old. Was your daddy there for you?
My father died when I was 3.
Did your mother get another good man?
Unfortunately, no. I cannot say that. She did eventually have another child, but I cannot
Do you understand that you, without a daddy, remember, a dad is an umbrella against the storms of life, and a mother is a mirror to her son's manhood. By the age of 10, a boy must be respected by his mother by the age of 10, or he's going to be a boy. A girl must be cherished by a man that's a daddy to her by the age of 8. I'm afraid you were raised to be a man. And I'm so glad I'm talking to you now. Have you got it?
Sure.
Are you a co-pilot?
Okay. Yeah, so you're saying I should just go and just go with the flow and assume that he has it together.
Unless you have to call the police, a doctor, and a lawyer. If he asks you to do something immoral, unethical, or illegal, I don't care what you do to him.
No, I've now known him for 3 months and had a weekly date with him for 3 months, and he's never asked me to do anything unethical.
Except that is in a year. You do not know anybody until you know him 4 seasons. 4 seasons. Summer people often are not good in the winter. It's called seasonal affect disorder. we therapists make money off of it.
Good point. Good to know. Yeah, absolutely.
Everything I teach is science. Everything. Got it?
Sounds good to me. Yeah, well,
please,
I'm glad I checked
that
in with you. Yeah, I'm glad I checked in with you. And
I'm glad. I am thrilled, yeah. All of you ladies. I am thrilled every woman that's called today has got the same problem. Castration of their right to be women. Passive, patient, and vulnerable to a man they respect and allow to compete, conquer, and control them as long as it's moral, ethical, and legal. Got it?
Absolutely.
Good.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Welcome.
All right.
Thank you, caller. Okay, so like I was saying, you can watch the video at www.drpatallen.com. It's a free to watch. It's one of Dr. Allen's masterpiece recordings of chemistry, compatibility, and communication. I highly recommend it. I think you should check it out while it's still free. I want to thank the One Institute for bringing us here to be with you each and every Thursday, but I will comment that we have an upcoming holiday, which is not next Thursday, but the Thursday after. Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. I actually have a theoretical question. If you had a choice, Dr. Pat, between not saying something at all and saying something if something upsets you, but you could potentially just choose not to upset it, realize that you don't want this behavior to go on for a long time and that it's a deal breaker because now I'm getting a tongue tied because it just feels like So anyway, this is a theoretical question: is if you could, would you just not say something? Or let's give it to the extreme. If there's an abusive behavior that other people would see as abusive as well, would you say something, or would you just stay quiet and work on yourself?
You know what the word acquiesce means?
Yes.
Doing something you don't want to do for the sake of the team.
Yeah.
I want people to stay together until if God came down, you wouldn't do it. Stay as long as you can. Don't ever leave until you're apathetic and empathetic. Don't ever leave any child, any relative, any loved one, unless you're apathetic and empathetic. You know what that means?
I do, yeah. When you just feel like you just don't have the
apathetic
energy.
Apathetic is bored stupid. Bored stupid. And empathetic is agape love. Do you know what agape love is?
Non-romantic love.
It's loving somebody that's not worth loving. See, you must love everybody's right to just deal with them if you don't like them. Liking is approval. Loving. I love it. Couple comes in. We love each other. I don't care whether you love each other. Do you like each other? No. That's what we're going to work on. Stay until you can't stay because you're too bored. Not mad. Bored and you're actually empathetic with their illness. Jesus. Right now in this country, we're having a hard time liking Mr. Trump. But I'm so proud of the people that are knowing that he's got to be empathetically accepted, or he'll cause more trouble. And the truth is, that's love. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So please, don't stay when you know you're bored and you feel sorry for them. Because that means you've already, every problem that you ever come across is there to help you be more loving. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
But so I'm a little confused, I guess, if you're saying that to be empathetic is loving, but that to leave when you're most empathetic.
That's it. No. Loving. But who do you love the first?
Parents.
You got to love yourself.
Yeah.
If you don't love yourself, it's not love. You've tolerated. Accept, reject, don't tolerate anything or anyone. But
wonderful.
But know that everybody is worthy of agape love. You have a right to be you, but I don't like you and I don't want to play with you. Do you see that? And your neurotransmitters, women are run by their neurotransmitters. Women have to feel good to do good. I love doing what I'm doing. I'm 86 years old, and I'm loving this. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
And am I doing it for me, or am I doing it for you? I'm doing it for me. I promised God in UCI Hospital when I tried to do damage to my then husband, if I could have a moment of sanity and sobriety, I'll serve mankind the rest of my life. I was 35 years old, weighed 205 pounds on a 5'1" body, blood pressure of 250 over 148, gushing blood out of my nose. And guess what? I switched from an art teacher in schools to a therapist in my master's degree. I did what I taught you now. Got it?
Yes.
Good.
That was super helpful. Thank you so much. And thank you for loving yourself enough to be there for all of us. So appreciate it.
You know what? My pleasure.
All right. Have a good night, both of you.
You too.
Awesome. Thank you, caller.
Okay. Let's see what we've got going on. Let's see if we've got another caller coming up. Okay.
Hello.
Yes, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Hi, Dr. Allen. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling on behalf of my friend.
And I want to say right now how much I appreciate Kelly helping make this a valuable instrument of love for mankind. Thank you so much, Kelly.
Thank you, Dr. Allen. I appreciate it.
Good. No,
yes,
go ahead.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Ronan. Yes, I am calling on behalf of a friend of mine, a dear friend who was too shy to call.
And man or woman?
She's a lady. It's a woman.
Okay, it's a woman.
Right. Right. And she, she was in a very long 12, 13 year relationship with a married man. And I said, Dr. Allen, you didn't say you were the mistress.
She was the mistress.
Well, exactly. That's what I thought you would say. So I told her that you're going to say that she was the mistress. And she said, no, I was one of the ones in his hair.
Oh, so, okay. Was it Mid-Eastern?
No.
There are cultures that support, you know, having
but this
more
is,
than one
But
wife.
This is not, I understand, but that's not the case. He is just a very powerful, influential man. And he is extremely charming and charismatic. So he had,
and he's
he
got
had
money.
A group of women. Yes.
Money.
Yes.
I am not a moralist. I'm a therapist. I will help you do everything except child abuse, elder abuse, or disabled adult abuse. Those are the three things I have to turn you in for. But what you do for sex, the government doesn't care. Except rape.
Okay. And right. That's why your students love you so much.
Because I'm not a moralist. I believe people have a right to explore whatever they want to explore as long as they're willing to pay the price. I help people find out the price tags for doing this or that.
I understand. She was in this type of relationship with this gentleman for about 12, 13 some years.
Great.
And about 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, she realized that wasn't enough for her and she wanted more. So she kind
what you're
of
saying
let him
she
know.
Finally hit, she finally got bored with what she had, you see? And she saw that it wasn't going to change. Empathy and apathy.
It appears that way. So she had a talk with him, but of course, this was not what he could offer. So that type of relationship ended. However, he continued to stay in touch with her. Okay? So he called, he checked on her.
He had to keep her. Creating oxytocin. Remember, when you bond to a man, you are gluing yourself to his body, and he will contact you within 8 weeks forever in order to stimulate your pituitary to trigger your oxytocin production so that you can't fall in love with anybody else. The soonest you can fall out of love with somebody is 2 years.
That is very true. But all of us friends, all of her friends, we all telling her to don't answer the call, block his calls, do not stay in contact because that's the only way you can move on with your
life.
However,
are you really thinking that you can keep her away from that gorgeous hunk?
I never found that man attractive, but somehow he's got something over her. She really is.
I got this. You know what it is? You know what it is?
What?
It's pheromones. How long does How long does it take for a woman and a man to chemically attract each other? How long?
3 seconds.
That's close. 3 minutes outside. If you sniff and your body likes that body, you're lubricating as you sit there, and he's getting an erection.
Yes.
That's nature.
So, this friend, which we're all trying to help, she...
you know what you can do?
When did I
tell her,
what?
Stay with him until you're apathetic and empathetic.
I think she's there, to be honest with you, but
then why are you talking still, to her?
Well, because there's no one else that has replaced him. I think she's still kind of answering
because
his calls.
She's oxytocin bonded. That
it's been
woman
4 years.
Has got super glue. What?
It's been 4 years.
I knew you. Yes or no?
I don't know about the frequency of it, but I know that they're still in contact.
That's, well, don't be surprised if he doesn't beep her phone so that she sees the number. He doesn't even have to touch her or talk to her. I'm telling you that this human being owns the body of your friend as if it was his own wife.
I'm afraid so.
Every time he contacts her, she gushes oxytocin and glues to him again.
Yes, I agree with you. So the reason for the call was that because we all still feel like that, we told her that his birthday is coming up in about a couple of weeks. And we suggested, why don't you invite him, you know, as a nice gesture. It's your birthday. I want to invite you for dinner. So just invite him for lunch or dinner and then go and have a dinner with him and see if the feelings are still there. And then just kind of maybe at that point you can have a clean break. Well, her response was that she doesn't want to do that because every time the 13 years that they've been together, every time they got together, he always initiated the contact and the get together. So I think
you understand. I just described it.
So we're all calling. We're calling you to find out should she do that or not, or how would she approach inviting him? And is that in
move? Yes. She should move away and stay away from tasting, touching, smelling, seeing, and hearing him for 2 years.
Perfect. It's been four, but she's still, you know.
No. She smelled him. Pheromones are smelling. Smelling.
I don't know. I know that it's been 4 years, but they've been in touch with phone calls and texts and whatnot.
Okay. What you're doing is denying the science that I'm teaching you. That's okay. Because
I don't know. I don't know that.
Honey,
I don't
I'm
know
telling
if
you
they
the
saw
truth.
Each other, but
I don't care
okay.
if they saw well, each other. They smelled each other. It's just like dogs. What do dogs do?
They sniff each other.
Yeah, what do they sniff?
They're pheromones.
Yeah, and where do they get them?
I don't know.
Why do people like oral sex?
From their genitals. Okay.
Because the pheromones exude. Do you understand everything? Everything is ruled by science.
Okay, so you agree with what we have been telling her that she needs to move on and just
no,
let it clean, block the phone call.
I want you to get a copy of this podcast and let her listen to what I said, because what you're saying is we want you to abstain from cocaine. You can't do that. The first step in AA is admitted we were powerless over our addictive element. This woman is so solidly married to this human being that even when she's gone and they're not even together, she'll be smelling his blanket. She'll be wearing his jammies. She will get to those pheromones if she has to kill. So what she's got to do, based on what I just taught you, she's got to binge on him until she realizes what she's doing. She has to end it by saying, this is boring.
Yeah, I don't know. We've tried. I don't think she's... No.
I'm telling you. I'm only telling you.
Oh, I believe you. I believe you. We've all tried. She's come a long way, but poor thing. Okay, so you don't recommend invitation to the birthday dinner. I got it.
I recommend it, but I just call it another wedding. It's just another wedding. She marries him every time she smells him.
Oh, got it. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Or his clothes. When I work with adoptive parents, I tell the adoptive parents to get some clothes from the mother who may not take the baby because she doesn't want to raise it. Because that baby knows that smell, and that will help the infant bond to the new mama. The most dangerous thing for an adoption is for a baby not to have that connection with its natural mother. They've done studies of adoptees. Babies that were not picked up by somebody that had clothes or something that smelled of the mother, within 3 days of birth, they have less college degrees and more criminal records.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Interesting. Well, I trust you, we trust you, and I will pass on the message.
Please do.
And I
and
agree
have
with
her
you
call
and
me.
Your statement.
Have her get on this phone.
Oh, I've tried. She's in a different time zone.
Let her listen to the podcast.
I'm going to. Specifically listen to this one and our interactions and then see what she thinks.
Excellent.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much and have
You're
a great
welcome.
Evening.
I'm doing
All
it right,
right
now.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Carla.
Bye. Yes.
Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see what we've got going on here.
Do you have anybody else?
I'm checking right now.
Oh, good.
Let me see. Again, I want to thank LA Talk Radio for putting us on all different times on all different channels. But this is the time we're live. And then the Thursday, the 26th,
Hello.
Is Thanksgiving. Hi, caller. You're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, good evening, Dr. Pat. Thanks for taking my call tonight.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. I called a couple of weeks ago, Dr. Pat, and you encouraged me to place a ritual birthday call to a man that I still love. And so that
yes.
date is coming up in a couple of days.
Yes.
And I'm feeling a little bit anxious about it for two reasons. The first is that... Well, I guess I just feel a little bit nervous in general, but I reached out to this person after about a year and a half of not speaking to them after writing up
my
bye
letter. Wait a minute. Are you sending a ritual birthday card or a phone call or what are you doing?
I was intending to send a message via phone, so a text message.
Okay, you're going to send a message. Okay, I got it. I call that a ritual stroke, which I give permission for birthdays, for graduations, for whatever. So I'm just connecting. Now, go ahead, finish the story.
Well, we actually share the same birthday, this person and I, so I think I have a little nerve around wanting it to be a positive thing for myself on that day as well. But after a year and a half, I did reach out to him. My mother figure, my grandmother was passing away. I wanted to reach back out. And part of the other motivation for calling, other than emotionally wanting to connect with him, is that I was caregiving for my grandmother and in the process had found myself in a financial bind and wanted to, and found myself needing support and felt that he was one of the best people to help me based on our history and, you know, his generosity and love for me in the past. And so I actually
asked for a loan.
Yes.
Did you get it?
I already did. I already did ask. He said he would help me. He said he was going
through some hard. That's even bigger than a ritual. But it still fits into the category of doing business with him. But mm-hmm. It had a lot of love there.
Mm-hmm. So about 2 months ago is when I made the request. He said, you know, I'll help you in a month or two. I'm going through a hardship, so I hope it's not too late then and stay strong. And so this birthday ritual,
good.
Wanting to try to bridge the emotional, the birthday ritual and the business request, and just want to do it with dignity and respect. So I'll reach out. Any just guidance on how to bridge those two things together?
Just simply call him and say, you told me that you might not be able to help me. Is that the case?
Okay.
Get a factual piece of data.
Okay.
He said, I'm in a bad place right now. What?
Yeah, he said, I'm in a hardship in the moment, but I'll help you in 1 or 2 months. So just hope it's not too late then. So
that's right. He built it totally, totally good. So call him and say, you said that you might or might not be able to help me. Which is it? I accept either answer.
Okay. So combine that with the birthday call, the birthday message?
Yeah, that
goes. Or don't do the birthday message?
Don't do the birthday message because he's already done something far greater. He's loved you. But he loved you not better than himself.
Okay. What do you mean by that?
He didn't con you by saying, oh, yeah, I'll do that. He said, I may do that, but I may not do that because of a hard time.
Okay.
That's honesty.
Okay. So would it be appropriate to...
It would be appropriate if he says no ask him the question before the birthday. And if he says no, send him the card and thank him for considering it.
Okay. That's big. I wasn't sure how to do this and which order to go in because
this is the way.
Both things are on the table.
Call him, find out if he can, and say it. Are you able to help me or not? It's okay either way. Just let me know.
Okay. Okay.
And whether he says yes and gives you the money or whether he says no, I can't give you the money, you send him a card.
Okay. So the birthday's on Saturday. So that would be calling. So reach out to him prior to then tomorrow.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. All right, Dr. Pat. I thank you so very much.
Report back.
Okay, I will.
Thank you, Colin.
Have a great night. Bye.
Bye.
Dr. Allen, we are out of time. What do you have to say before we go?
I thought that was wonderful. My goodness, the fact we weren't on the air last week. It's doubled up this week.
Yeah. So, what are we saying tonight? We're gone. So, what are we?
The only way out of a negative feeling is a positive decision. What do I want that I don't have? What do I have that I don't want? Followed by action or non-action as soon as possible.
Amen. Goodbye, everybody. We'll be back next week. I hope you'll join us. Until then, be safe.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.